other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Eric Mankel Mahler has been a syndicated radio show host for decades, been the host of national TV shows, been on Fox News for more than a decade, has owned shows. He's telling me stuff during the breaks. It's just blowing me away. And I wish I could tell you this stuff.
Alex. Alex.
Yeah.
Don't add to the intrigue. The point is, yesterday, the funeral, 5,000 people at Andrew Breitbart, at his funeral. This is a guy younger than us, a young man. On March 1st, he kept telling everybody. He stood up at CPAC in front of thousands of people and said, March 1st. I asked him if he was afraid. He said, yeah, you know, a little bit. I said, they're going to kill you. I told him that for a year. They're going to kill you. You can't destroy, you know, Obama's brown shirt army like Acorn. You can't go after Wiener. And immediately my family and friends, they want me to quit. They think, you know, Breitbart's a warning shot. I've also heard stories about Rush that he may be in danger. I mean,
No doubt. No, listen, he always says things like, look at this woman, blah, blah, blah. They are trying to destroy him right now.
Brother, listen, okay? You and I do different kinds of radio show. He does a different kind of radio show than I do. But the fact is, this guy is a huge threat to this White House. And listen to how Ed Schultz, how he talked about talk show host Laura Ingraham. Listen to Bill Maher using every word you can imagine for Sarah Palin. Let's just talk about, you know, Islamo-fascists circumcising their daughters or these honor killings. Where are the feminists? And all of a sudden over this 35-year-old woman who said she needs $1,000 a year for contraceptions, all of a sudden he makes a joke and it's the end of the world. Come on, this thing smells of a setup. And by the way, I haven't used $1,000 worth of condoms since I started becoming sexually active. I mean, look, I believe, you remember The Godfather, they lined everybody up and then they offed people?
Yeah, well, they struck it one fell. So I agree, it's a warning shot. I mean, look at all the intimidation. Look at how they're talking about the FBI going after News Corp. I mean, they're attacking.
Brother, I'm just telling you, people called me and they said, Mankel, for God's sakes, be careful, you've got kids. Andrew Breitbart has four little children. I understand they were sitting in the front row at the funeral yesterday, and I mean, it just rips my heart out. And my first thought was you. My God, he's next. I know you're in Texas. I know you're well-armed, but I'm worried for you, my friend. You know, let's just say right here, you're not suicidal. You're healthy.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I would never commit suicide. I jog 4, 5, 6 miles every day, and I feel great. And
I've never been in better health. You saw what a tea drinker I was. You saw what a health nut I was last time I saw you. So look, we'll see what happens. How about the Obama impersonator found dead?
Oh, yeah. It's getting crazy.
I mean, again, it could just be coincidence, but, you know, Vince Foster and a lot of death around Bill Clinton, too. It's just amazing amount of death around some of these people, isn't it?
Well, Mankel, I'll tell you right now that, I mean, him telling you, give us those quotes exactly as Breitbart, 2 days before you were in talks. This is big news, actually.
I don't know if it's big news. I know that they promoted that he was working on a show on CNN with Wiener. I never heard anything about that. I know that he had committed to me to do a TV show with me every week on a major network. He was going to do a segment called Breitbart Predicts. You were to be part of it. I'm to be part of it. We're going to see what happens. But he was on the show every single week. And he said, I've got video. It's going to bring down the House of Cards that is the House of Obama or Obama. It's over. I said, what about Romney? What about Ron Paul? It doesn't matter. It's over. It's over. I've got it. I've got the solution.
And here's the $64 million issue we're going to cover when we come back, Mankel.
March 1st. He said March 1st.
Where is
it? Doggone it. If he didn't die, March 1st.
And where? This is the question when we come back. Where's the video now? And how do we know it hasn't been excised? Where is it? Stay there. Go ahead.
Information.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, this is big breaking news, folks. This isn't just about Breitbart, it's about purges. A video went up today showing how you can get through the TSA body scanners with weapons, and they flipped out and had YouTube take it down when it was in a bunch of newspapers. Our stories at drudgereport.com. This is the type of stuff we're talking about. Okay, now, it's incredible how much intel and how much info I get and how much I don't tell you because I don't like talking about myself in the third person. But we are newsmakers here. And those of us that are newsmakers, I've had the White House respond to me a year ago when we first reported how they're going to shut down most of the power plants not owned by GE to boost their profits. The White House responded, Jay Carney, saying I was a crazy liar, and then months later they admitted they were doing it. The point is, I'm on the White House enemies list that came out 2 years ago. It's creepy. I've had establishment types call me and say, why don't you just join the establishment? The point is, this is real. Andrew Breitbart, the day, if you just joined us here in the third hour, the day he was set to release something that was going to vet Obama, he told others that would bring him down. He dies. And we're going to play a clip here in a moment of him at CPAC talking about vetting him, and you know, this is going to be powerful. But hiding in plain view, and I meant to call him last week to get him on because I knew he had him on all the time, was friends with him, is Eric Mueller, Mancow, Eric Mancow Mueller, Mancow.com. who you know has done national talk shows on TV, Fox for more than a decade, syndicated radio, number one Chicago. You know the story. William Shatner's buddy. Everybody else's buddy. The point, and we're going to get to, hold on, I'm building you up because it's true. Three or four months ago, or longer, he's calling me going, are you ready to do a show with me and Andrew Breitbart? Will you do it? And I'm saying there's no way they're going to let me do a show on that big TV network, but I'm sure you're going to do your show, and that's wonderful. And now he's gotten the show. We can't say the name and stuff yet, but it'll be out soon. And then all this is going on, and I'm not even remembering this was happening. And then he's like, hold on, I got to go. Andrew Breitbart's calling me. So he's lining us up to be like the two sidekicks on the show. And I'm like, yeah, I'll see Mancow and Breitbart on TV. They're never going to put me on. So I'm kind of halfway interested. I'm like, Mancow, that's nice of you, but they're not going to do that. So, you know, they're going to give you a show and maybe Breitbart, but not me. So, I mean, knowing the big network it is, number one in news, I'll leave it at that. It's hard to figure out who that is. But we're going to have a big article out on this because, you know, it's a big article that he was supposed to do a show with Wiener on CNN. According to Mancow, I knew him well. That's not even true. This is a real show on where you'd expect him to have a show. So I'm setting the table here. So that's how credible Mancow is on his relationship with Andrew Breitbart, because he was set to the show and green-lighted, already somebody on that network. Now, he tells him, 2 days before he dies, Mancow tells him, and I want you to repeat all this, Mancow, because we're doing an article, and the press is tuned in right now. This is going to be in hundreds of newspapers. He tells you what? Repeat it all, and then get into, where's the video, the footage of him at the commie meetings that was going to be released March 1st that would, quote, bring down the House of Cards. Mancow, you've got the floor. Tell us everything.
Look, he may have been working on a TV show with CNN. I find it a little bit far-fetched because of you look at the way MSNBC treated somebody like a Pat Buchanan. The left isn't interested in the other side. But I don't know. Is it possible? I suppose it is. He never talked with me about it. Okay, we were working on our own little TV thing. Okay. I just remembered something else, or something else that I haven't said yet, Alex. But basically, he said he had video, he had information that would bring down the House of Cards, that is the House of Obama. He says it's all over. I brought up Mitt Romney. I said, what about, you know, who's going to win? He goes, it doesn't matter now. It's over. Obama's over. I know the truth. And I said, is he the Arabian candidate? Is he, you know, forget the Manchurian candidate. Is he funded by Saudi Arabia? Is he a plant? He goes, it's much bigger than you can even imagine. It's much bigger than that. It's much bigger. And it's over. I've got the smoking gun. I said, well, of course I want the breaking story. Come on, buddy. No. I said, well, tell me. He goes, no. I said, are you afraid? He goes, eh. You know, he was a fearless guy, but I sensed a little bit of fear. I said, buddy, you should tell somebody. You should tell somebody. And I often told him to make sure that he had, you know, duplicate copies of everything and in case anything ever happened. These are conversations that we had at a place called Heaven on 7, a Cajun joint where we hung out in Chicago. I remember having this conversation. And but March 1st, he was going to let the world know March 1st, March 1st. And then, boom, he goes out for a walk in the middle of the night. 10 of natural causes. Immediately, before there was any investigation, they announced natural causes. Now, I've been doing this since the late 80s. Just the way the media, the lamestream media, and you got to read between the headlines, just the way natural causes. Now it looks like they're going to investigate it. I hope they do investigate it. A lot of people, from what I understand, last night at his funeral, his memorial service, a lot of people feel the same way I do. Any of us that knew him, anybody, you know, and I know hundreds of people that know him, in our gut, our first thought was, oh, they killed him. Look, March 1st, he's going to bring down Obama. And then he goes out in the middle of the night, and he's got an answer causes. Move on, nothing to see here.
And the fact that they killed him on March 1st is a message to everybody.
Well, Alex, I want to make this very clear to everybody. I don't know that they killed him. I'm just saying, you know, my gut is right more times than it's wrong.
We don't know that bears go to the bathroom in the woods.
Well, I've never seen a bear actually go to the bathroom in the woods. It wasn't animated. So I don't know. I don't know. But it just seems fishy to me. He's a young man. He was a healthy guy, I thought. And I want to say something else. You talked about this. I don't believe whatever he had, we're ever going to see the real deal. They'll release something, But I don't believe we'll ever see the real deal. I'll tell you why. Look, if it meant releasing this tape and being killed, I wouldn't release it. I've got children. I'm sorry. I mean, if I'm wimpy, forgive me. I care about America. I care about God. Now, maybe I'd give it to 20 people and let them release it. But I really question whether or not whatever he had, I think, is going to go with him to the grave.
Well, there were some leaks and comments that it was palling around with communists, and then from other sources, it was him at communist meetings discussing the overthrow of America. And,
well, I mean, how about this tape that we know? Forget Andrew Breitbart for a second. We know that there's a tape of Obama getting up at a theater in Chicago and praising a terrorist. And the tape exists, and the woman that has it says, I'm not going to let anybody see it because she's an Obama supporter. You know, there are things out there. How about the people that have told me they knew Obama when he was a young man and he was introduced to them as a foreign exchange student?
Well, that's on record. It was Barry Sotero, and for years they said you were a conspiracy theorist. Now he calls into shows as Barry, and they put it in approved books about him. Yeah, I was named Barry Sotero. Who is this guy?
Who is this guy? And, you know, now we're going to arm the Syrians? I mean, these are people that want us. That want us dead.
We're going to arm Al-Qaeda to invade Syria. Look, Mancal, here's what I'm getting at.
Who is this guy?
You've made the point. Well, speaking of that, in San Antonio, it's in the news, and I've got the video. The kids start saying USA, USA, which everybody, even people at my speeches, are saying that now. It means yay, USA. And people love
it. Is that what it means?
Well, they're now saying it's racist.
Alex, you forget. My show's on in San Antonio. You're on in San Antonio. And I went to the Alamo. It's not very impressive. But I went to the Alamo, and then I went to the 3D movie on IMAX. And I want to say it was like over $100 for my family. And it was an expensive ticket. And they have edited the movie so that there's nothing offensive to Mexico. Now, this is a massacre that happened at the Alamo. You're talking about this San Antonio school and this school that's named Alamo High School. And because people chanted USA when their coach who they love got a trophy, because they chanted USA, that's racist against Latinos in America. It makes no sense.
Well, no. Take Hispanic kids in San Francisco cannot wear American flag shirts because the illegals take it as anti-Mexico. I mean, it's more like a soccer team thing. Kids wearing Old Navy shirts, and then the news went and they were Hispanic. They're like, you don't wear American flags. I mean, in Arizona, the American flag can't fly at government buildings. They get pulled down by the illegals.
Yeah, this is the madness. This is the crazy age. Wrong is right. Right is wrong. What has happened to
us? You're not patriotic if you don't support Al-Qaeda attacking Libya and Syria with our criminal government running it. Listen, expanding on this, though, where does this go with Breitbart? Because I've talked to some people close to him as well, and they say, he was really shaking up the establishment. It looks bad. That's basically a paraphrase quote, but that's what I was told somebody. Right, as close as you can pretty much get. It doesn't look good. And then national talk show hosts and people that are hiding out.
Brother, I mean, where does it go? It doesn't go anywhere. He's dead. His vision is dead. He was a singular force. He was a unique force. This was a unique guy. You can't replace people like this. He wasn't one of the lemmings. He wasn't one of the followers. Okay, look, our high schools are producing followers. We've got plenty of followers. This was a leader, and he's gone. And the movement will suffer. And then when I say the movement, I don't know that he was left or right. I think he wanted some objective.
He was anti corruption. He wasn't just playing games with the communist New World Order left. He was viciously, really taking billions of dollars from their big city fraud machines. And look. I said the morning it happened, when I was doing interviews on my own show at 11 a.m. Central, I said, if they don't release the footage that he said was coming out very soon, and then immediately it's like, oh, we're going to wait a while. I mean, boy, that gives them time to decide what's going to happen. I mean, Mancal, this looks really bad. I mean, my gut is they killed him.
Brother, I I don't know if they my first reaction and everybody's first reaction was because he said, the first, and then he titled the first before this video could be released. He said
Hold on. They just released the Breitbart video, heavily edited.
Stay there.
We got to do one more segment.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Well, I'm not the kind of kissing.
Okay, I'm almost out of time here, and we've got other guests coming up, and I promise I'll get to those calls that are holding, at least some of them. Man Cal, you've got to go. I know you've got to get back to the work you're doing. This is big news that you were going to do a show with Breitbart, and that he said it will bring down Obama. It's over. House of Cards will be brought down. But yeah, it's the top story on Drudge now. It's not out yet. They're saying Ben Smith releases selectively edited race video. Earlier today, BuzzFeed's Ben Smith announced on Twitter, the video researcher Andrew Kaczynski had released the mysterious Harvard-Obama race video that the Breitbart folks have been talking about. the video, which he says is licensed from a Boston television station. Oh, so they went, see, this is, who knows if that's even true, shows young Barack Obama leading a protest at Harvard Law School on behalf of Professor Derek Bell, a radical academic tied to Jeremiah Wright, about whom he will be releasing significant information in coming hours. However, the video has been selectively edited either by the Boston television station or by BuzzFeed itself.
Well, wait, before you said that, how many minutes ago, you know, 20 minutes ago on your program, I said to you, we're not ever going to see the video. Whatever Breitbart had goes to the grave with him. I really believe that. And certainly if he was murdered, as many believe, I don't know that he was murdered. Many people, it's their opinion that he was murdered. Certainly the people that are powerful enough to do this are also smart enough to make sure they get the video. Or they intimidate the others around Breitbart enough so that that video is never seen. I just don't, whatever Breitbart told me about, I just don't believe that's going to come out now.
Well, and you'll never know if it's the full thing. They could release something else and say that's it.
Well, yeah, that's a
good, because what he alluded to is palling around with communists in meetings and racial stuff. And from some of my sources, it's hardcore commie meetings. And that's what he says. He goes, I'm going to vet him, show you who he was hanging out with, talking about overthrowing America.
Yeah. I feel like that what we spoke about was even stronger than what he hinted at CPAC. I think he had huge stuff. He was a businessman. He would release his stuff out. He had things, and he would flesh out the argument. He would try to get evidence that backed it up. He would vet these things. I had stuff that I wanted him to jump on with, and he would report different things that I had alerted him to, but it would take some time, 10 days. So I think there was more stuff, and you know everybody was feeding him stuff too. I think there was more stuff that came out after CPAC, and he told me March 1st. I don't know that we'll ever know. I don't know. God rest his soul, and I hope he approves of what we're doing here today. And I don't want to bring any more pain to his family. They're going through hell right now.
Oh man, this is incredible that all this is happening. And again, I don't want to cast aspersions on the people running Breitbart.com, but this better not be edited. That what they're going to air on Hannity tonight. They say the full tape will be released tonight on Hannity. But who knows if they're even giving him the tape? I mean, who knows what it is?
Yeah, and I don't know that I mean, you know, Andrew alive, I don't know that he would do it like that. I think he would release it on his site first. Look, I've met some of the other people that work with Breitbart, and they're pretty good guys, pretty good people. So I hope they're able to stay tough. I don't know if I could do it, guys. I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I would be that strong. You know, I've got little kids. He had four little kids. I don't know. I hope they keep up for America, you know. I hope they keep up the good fight there.
I think the bottom line here, Mancow, is that, I mean, I'm not saying what News Corp did. Well, not convicted yet, but, you know, paying police for news and stuff. Why aren't the police in trouble? And now it's those very police going after News Corp and Obama, who's shipping guns to Mexico, energy deals. All this corruption, they're saying the FBI is investigating News Corp here, and now the Sun has left England and they're selling their stuff there. I mean, it's pretty clear they're being blackmailed, and so who knows? I mean, I'm going to be honest. I don't want to say, I know you work with Fox and News Corp, but I'm seeing a lot of pro-Obama crud on there now. I'm seeing, I'm seeing people say he's a good Alex, Christian man and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Alex, mm-hmm. I just thought of something else. Months ago, I read liberal bloggers, and left and right is all an illusion to me. I've seen behind the curtain.
Media Matters internal memo said they would infiltrate and destroy News Corp. Sorry, go ahead.
No. I'm on to something else here. I just want to tell you.
Tell us quick.
And maybe you know what I'm talking about, but I saw liberal writers, bloggers, and writers, and they talked about, they announced, I saw this in several places, that Breitbart does not have security, and he goes out alone. Alex, you challenge me, let me challenge you. You check that out. Find out what I'm talking about. I remember reading that months ago. They let everybody know. They let all the enemies of this man know that he did not have security. And here he is out in the middle of the night before.
Well, that's the way the mafia does it. They go, it'd be a good thing if something happened, you know, but I don't want to know about it.
God.
Wow, Mancow, incredible information, Mancow.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
We'll be right back. Well, by the way,
we're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Right here, and then we're going to go to the man himself, but this video is censored. How to get anything through a TSA nude body scanners. They are taking this video down all over the internet. They are taking this video down. Now, there's a trick with YouTube. When they block it for parental or security concerns and make you log in because they know that kills it going viral, the copy we link to is just parentally blocked because you can't show people how to go through a TSA scanner because they're all frauds. It's just about money making and radiating you and a power trip. It's still posted at InfoWars.com. That's why Drudge has a link to us where you can find the video. They are now censoring it. They are now blocking it. YouTube restricts video of engineer proving how useless TSA scanners are. We have that video, right? Because I was busy running around like a chicken with my head cut off with this man cow news. Folks, this is how close I get to the problem now. I had Dave Mustaine come into town for over a month. Well, 3 months ago he was coming, but then his neck was so bad he had to have surgery. He wanted to come to town and visit his wife and I and my wife, great people, talk about the New World Order and stuff. We shot a big in-depth interview, but it's like an hour and a half of never before heard info that'll air sometime next week here on the radio and TV. Because I want to, you know, really add a lot of features and things to it because it's a powerful interview. But that's a side issue. I'm so scrambled time-wise that I thought he was coming this next weekend. And the crew Friday's like, you know, the concert's tomorrow. We're supposed to go film that, and you're supposed to pick Dave up and take him to your house with you. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's next week. Quit bugging me about this. And then Saturday comes, and then I happen to be online and see an ad for Megadeth and Motorhead being in town. That's the problem I'm getting into now, is that I just read news. I wake up at 3 a.m. and start reading my iPad. I have all this information, and then I've got to take a break or do something because it's getting to the point now where I can't even keep track of things anymore. Like, I forgot that I was being offered a national TV show that's now been approved and is going forward. Who knows if I'll be in it? Frankly, I don't care. In a way, I don't want to. I like Man Cow, but it's on the biggest news network out there. Just let me say the name as if it's not clear who I just said. I told you I've been offered shows a few months ago. I said, I've been offered shows on Fox, and I don't want it. Because I was telling them then, no, no, no. But now they're like, well, maybe. I don't care. I don't want it. Go ahead and offer it to me. See what happens. But that's a side issue. I knew Breitbart had signed on. It was green-lighted. The show's going ahead. So from what Mancow knows, he wasn't going to have a show on there. The point is, I told you I have sources that knew Breitbart, and they think he was killed, and he was going to bring down Obama. And then I even forget I had another source that was Mancow saying this before. I mean, I remember walking around in my backyard like 3 months ago. He's going, brother, I hope you got security. Because let me tell you, Breitbart, I'm telling him, they may come after him. And he's got stuff that's going to bring down Obama. I'm really worried about him. And, I mean, Mancow's like calling me every hour, for a few days there about this. And like, are you ready? Are you ready to come to New York and do the show? Are you ready? This is going to be big. It's going to be, and I've got this other big TV show. I mean, that's Mancow. And so all of this is happening. We do have our guest now, right? Okay, good. I'm ranting. I'm going to play this video. I'm going to play this video and then go to him. Because my point is that everything's just breaking so fast now. I didn't even remember that Mancow was saying they're going to kill Breitbart 3 months ago and that he was telling him, watch out, and that he had stuff that would destroy Obama. And then I was supposedly going to have a TV show with Breitbart. I mean, my life has just gotten to the point of just being too wild. And I don't know what I'm going to do because for my entire life, I've been able to keep track of everything. And now, without the use of drugs, I'm like becoming Ozzy Osbourne or something. I don't, it's just like, what day is it? What's going on here? Okay, continuing, my friends. I just got too many missiles coming at me here. That's the globalist plan, is just overwhelm us. YouTube restricts video of engineer proving how useless TSA scanners are. Man walked through radiation-firing machines with metal objects knowing he would be stopped. And he's John Corbett of the popular blog TSA Out of My Pants, which is well said. And, of course, it was just in hundreds of publications. I mean, it was in the Daily Mail. It was in just everywhere that he did this. It was going to go mega viral. Boom, they parentally blocked it. Meaning for porn or violence or whatever, just like they do our videos on the TSA. And Google admitted last year they've been asked to restrict stuff if it makes if it's, quote, critical of the government. So this is a big censorship issue. But now this is why we have PrisonPlanet.tv. This is why we have InfoWars Nightly News. This is why we have the syndicated radio show, XM166. And I see somebody holding from XM166. It's why we have our own system. We use their systems. But as they begin to censor, we can run the blockade. So here's this four-minute video, and then we're going to the gentleman who's been censored right now, engineer Jonathan Corbett. Shows how to beat the TSA body scanners. He didn't show how to beat them. He's showing that you can get anything through them, and they're a total fraud. So they're spinning it like it's a security breach. Yeah, that the emperor is butt naked and wearing no clothes? That it's all a hoax so Chernoff can make millions of dollars? Who ordered the stinking things? Let's go to the video and audio. Here it is.
I'm posting this video because I want the world to know how much danger the American Transportation Security Administration is putting us all in with their haste to deploy the expensive, invasive nude body scanner program. When the machines came out, we were told that the invasion of our privacy, doses of radiation, and trashing of our constitution were necessary because the old metal detectors weren't good enough, that non-metallic explosives were a threat, even though no one has boarded a plane in the U.S. with any type of explosive in nearly 40 years. But while America was testing these devices, Rafi Sella, who ran security for Ben-Gurion Airport in Israel, which is known for being one of the most secure airports in the world, was quoted as saying he could overcome the body scanners with enough explosives to take down a Boeing 747. And Ben-Gurion therefore refused to buy the scanners. The U.S. ignored this warning, and Mr. Sella has never publicly explained his statement, but it stuck with me. As a scientist, engineer, and frequent traveler, as well as the first person to sue the TSA when they rolled out the scanners as primary in November of 2010, I studied and learned about both kinds of scanners used by the TSA. Here are several images produced by TSA nude body scanners. You'll see that the search victim is drawn with light colors and placed on a black background in both images. In these samples, the individuals are concealing metallic objects that you can see as a black shape on their light figure. Again, that's light figure, black background, and black threat items. Yes, that's right. If you have a metallic object on your side, it will be the same color as the background, and therefore completely invisible to both visual and automated inspection. It can't possibly be that easy to beat the TSA's billion-dollar fleet of nude body scanners, right? The TSA can't be that stupid, can they? Unfortunately, they can, and they are. To put it to the test, I bought a sewing kit from the dollar store, broke out my 8th grade home ec skills, and sewed a pocket directly on the side of a shirt. Then I took a random metallic object, in this case, a heavy metal carrying case, that would easily alarm any of the old metal detectors, and I walked through a backscatter x-ray at Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport. On video, of course. While I'm not about to win any videography awards for my hidden camera footage, you can watch as I walk through the security line with the metal object in my new side pocket. My camera gets placed on a conveyor belt and goes through its own x-ray, and when it comes out, I'm through, and the object never left my pocket. Maybe just a fluke. Okay, let's try again at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport through one of the TSA's newest machines, a millimeter wave scanner with automated threat detection built in. With the metallic object in my side pocket, I enter the security line, my device goes through its own x-ray, I pass through, and I exit with the object without any complaints from the TSA. And while I carried the metal case empty, by one of malintent it could have easily been filled with razor blades, explosives, or one of Charlie Sheen's infamous 7-gram rocks of cocaine. With a bigger pocket perhaps on the inside of a shirt, even a firearm could get through. It's important to note that any metal object of any size can use this technique. And I don't urge you to try to bring contraband through security, as the nude body scanners often have false positives, so while the metal on your side might get through, a button on your shirt or a sweaty armpit might look suspicious and earn you a pat down anyway. Now, I'm sure the TSA will accuse me of aiding the terrorists by releasing this video, but it's beyond belief that the terrorists haven't already figured this out and are already plotting to use this against us. It's also beyond the belief that the TSA did not know everything that I just told you and arrogantly decided to disregard our safety. Anything to force Americans to give up our liberty to the federal government and our tax dollars to companies that are in bed with that government. The nude body scanner program is nothing but a giant fraud, which should come as no surprise after the Fast and Furious scandal that sent thousands of guns to Mexican drug cartels and cost a Customs and Border Patrol agent his life. This is a disgrace. So let's fix this problem now before the terrorists take this opportunity to hurt us. The TSA must immediately end the nude body scanner program and return to the tried and true metal detectors that actually work and work without invading our privacy, as well as implement better solutions for non-metallic explosives such as bomb-sniffing dogs and trace detection machines. The TSA is worse than ineffective. They are an epic fail, placing us all in danger. Beyond the scanners, demand of your legislators and presidential candidates that they get rid of this $8 billion a year waste known as the TSA and privatize airport security. Ask for their commitment to our rights in exchange for your vote. And no matter which party is in the White House or holds on to Capitol Hill, the issue of ending TSA abuse is of interest to all Americans. It's not a partisan issue. We must stand together and demand an end to the organization that molests our families while placing us in danger by directly ignoring blatant security flaws. Thank you.
Oh, they don't just molest our families now and microwave us so Chertoff makes money. They now block the video. We've been able to find other copies people have uploaded. We've got one that they haven't erased yet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but probably not for long. That's why Drudge is linked to our article. But Jonathan Corbett is a technology entrepreneur, frequent traveler, and first person to sue the Total Slave Agency, TSA, after the nude body scanner invasive pat-down program began in November of 2010. TSAoutofourpants.wordpress.com is his website, and he joins us via video Skype. We just aired it here to 3 million people, conservatively. But again, this is scary. The big news here is that they're now censoring YouTube. We put a parody video out, and they censored it as well. What's your take on this, Jonathan? You must have hit a nerve with the perverts.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, good to be on your show. I think we must have hit a nerve. I haven't received any official response, and as best I know, there's been no public response, but clearly they're not happy.
Well, you'll get the response next time you go to the airport. They'll probably get out some walnut crackers or something and come after you. So tell us why you made the video, how you discovered this, and it's I think their censorship is going to backfire on them now.
Right. Well, as you mentioned, I've been working through...
Okay. I'm sorry, your Skype's been breaking up. Start over. You got it.
The body scanners and these molestation pat-downs. And the court system is unfortunately a very slow process. I've been working through the court system for about the last year and a half to try and see what we can do there, and it's a slow process. So about a couple months ago, I said, you know what, let's find another way. So you know, if we can find a way to make these scanners you know, publicly known to be ineffective, then they'll be forced to remove them.
All right, I want you to say that statement again, because it wasn't the TSA, it was Skype problems. Repeat what you were saying, it was breaking up a bit.
Sure. If the TSA scanners are proven to be ineffective, that seems to me to be the quickest way to force them to remove them. The TSA doesn't care about our safety. They don't care about our privacy. But if it's blatantly apparent that anyone can get anything through, they're going to have to remove them.
Well, wait a minute. I don't agree with your statement. They don't care about our privacy. They're obsessed with creating the precedent of trampling it and grabbing the genitals of small girls and boys and colostomy bags of 95-year-old women. They relish trampling the Bill of Rights and Constitution and every basic human right.
It seems that some do, yes.
Well, again, a whole bunch of newspapers, hundreds of blogs pick up your story, and now they're erasing the video. What do you plan on doing next?
Well, the ball is in the TSA's court. It's up to them to see what they want to do next, and we'll take it from there.
All right, sir. You're talking to 3 million people right now. I want to give you the floor. What are other points you think should be made here?
You basically covered it, and I'm sure all of your listeners have been hearing about these body scanners for the last, you know, probably year and a half, as long as I've been hearing about them. So I'm sure there's nothing more that really needs to be said in that regard other than they got to go, and this is one way to do it. So, you know, anything that we can do to make this happen faster is something that we all should do.
You have a popular blog and YouTube channel. I'm sure you've heard YouTube admits they're starting to censor more. Last year they took down videos at government request if it was, quote, critical of video. We're being told we have to fund Al-Qaeda to attack Libya and Syria because they're not giving people all their rights to riot. But then here in America, they're taking more and more of our liberties. Are you concerned about them blocking your video, sir?
I'm concerned. I actually don't know exactly what's going on with the block now. I know that the age filtered it. I don't know if it's blocking past that right now, but you know, this is a viewpoint that they're certainly going to obfuscate in any way they can, whether it's angle that they think is good.
Well, let me just explain, because we've been through this a lot. I could have a video of paint drying. If they didn't like it, they'd age restrict it. They do this to us all the time, sir. You were there talking in front of a camera, and you show a couple news articles where Israeli security head says that scanners are worthless, and the Canadian government says it, and there's no images, there's nothing age restrictive, they just use it. And let me explain what happens. When they put the login deal, which you lose 98% of your views, okay? We'll have a video with 500,000 views in 2 days. It's going to be 20 million in a month. I mean, if it starts, and they always... It could be me talking about GMO with no images of anything. And they will put that on there, and it kills it. So it's the equivalent of killing your video.
Yeah, well, I mean, luckily we have been picked up by every major news source. We're talking, you know, Beyond Yourself, Drudge Report, Slashdot picked it up, Y Combinator, some great tech blogs. CNET News, Google News has it everywhere. The New York Daily News just picked it up. So
exactly, but that's their mumbling coverage of what you pointed out. Your video is devastatingly clear and concise, the opposite of your Skype feed. And we need to get this video out viral to everyone. In fact, I want to post the other video they censored. I'm going to have the Watson do this. The bottom of our deal, TSA, what's it called? TSA Help Wanted. If we can find a version, they have it blocked. Have you seen TSA Help Wanted video?
I don't think I have yet, no.
Well, it's even more awesomer.
Great, I look forward to it.
And that's something Mike Adams in the video says. Is in fact, do we have that saved? We should air that. Yeah. We never saved that little jewel. I don't know, it might not be good for family audiences. It makes fun of the TSA. You know what, Jonathan Corbett, you're another testament to what people can do, taking action against tyranny. Anything else you'd like to add?
Thank you. No, I appreciate the time. And, you know, this is something that, you know, anyone can do. Anyone can take a stand against the TSA. You know, everyone just needs to make this happen and just stand up and say no.
And you're on the nightly news tomorrow. We'll probably get a better connection and do it over the phone. So I'll have an in-depth interview with you tomorrow. Thank you so much. Call's coming up.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
John, write down the names of the folks holding the longest. When we come back tomorrow, I promise if you can get through, we'll go to you first. But I tell you, it just threw me for a complete loop to get Eric Mueller, syndicated host, Fox News host. He's got his new Fox News show coming out. And I totally forgot that he said, will you do the show with me and Andrew Breitbart? And I said, well, you'll get your show, but they're not going to have me on Fox. And that's still, because I don't want the job. I don't think it's going to happen. And that's still up in the air. But the point is that he's talking to Breitbart 2 days before, saying they're going to kill you, they're going to kill you. And Breitbart says, I got stuff that's going to bring down Obama. And then it leaked from another source. It was Obama in communist meetings. And now they're going to release on Fox tonight, instead him making some racial comments at Harvard, which is part of it. But the rest of it was with communists. And he was going to release it March 1st, and he died March 1st. That completely. And then I'd forgotten that Mancow was telling me all this months ago. Because he's like, you know, Eric Mueller, Mancow, he's like, yeah, and I'm telling Breitbart they're going to come after him. He's got something really big, and you know, he's going to be my other reporter on the show. Are you ready to do it? And I'm like, yeah, sure. You know, when Easter Bunny's flyer, they're going to have me on there. Plus, I got my own, 3 million listeners a day. Okay, Fox News, biggest shows, have 3 million viewers. It is prestigious, though. I'd like to do that, but only if I could say and do whatever I wanted, and that's not going to happen. But that is wild. Now, again, this story that we broke is now in hundreds of newspapers. Our report's up at drudgereport.com right now. YouTube restricts video of engineer proving how useless TSA scanners are. Man walked through radiation firing machines with metal objects knowing he would not be stopped. There you go. And we do have the little funny TSA video, help wanted. Well, since they censored this off YouTube as well, which is a real problem. I mean, they can't have people in there getting hundreds of millions of views. Since they did this, maybe we should end the show with just a few minutes of it. It's called TSA Help Wanted. There's still copies out there they haven't censored yet, but this is what they're erasing off the web. And this does have a few little mild jokes on it, stuff you'd see at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on TV. But the newest video they've censored has nothing in it. It's totally G-rated, talking about how the scanners are a total fraud. So I'm going to take you out with this, and we'll be back tonight, InfoWars Nightly News, with Dr. Andrew Wakefield and reporter John Rappaport with huge breaking news tonight. InfoWars Nightly News, we've got a 15-day free trial. If you haven't tried it, check it out. We are the tip of the spear in the alternative media, becoming the new media, killing the corporate whore, dinosaur media. We take you out with Mike Adams, TSA, Help Wanted, another censored video. Good old TSA. That is really well done, how YouTube plays.
As a locally trained TSA officer, you'll get a plastic badge. Oh, yeah, you rock. But that's not all. No education needed. No IQ too low. Not even yours. And as a federal TSA officer, you get to harass everyone around you, just like you did in high school. Yo, check this out. You also get to feel some genitals. No, not your own. Other people's genitals. Plus, you're fully authorized by Janet Pat Napolitano. Undress innocent travelers when there are no security cameras and no limits to your awesome power. Your work environment is always comfortably warm thanks to the ionizing radiation being constantly emitted by X-ray machines and nearby scanners. But don't worry, even if you do get cancer, we've got government health care for you for all the psychiatric drugs that turn you into a complete psychopathic criminal. That's even more awesomer. Hey, power tripping perv, do you enjoy undressing little boys and girls like a Penn State football coach? Do you like to detain U.S. senators? Do you?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.